This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge. I'm judging a Bitburger, Category 2A German Pilsner. It's a pale yellow color, very clear, tall, frothy white head. Just what I'm expecting. Give it a 3 for appearance. Okay, do the aroma. Get a strong, spicy hop nose. Getting a moderate amount of sulfur. It's a bit strong. There's some soft Pils malt. It's lightly grainy and sweet. But I'm getting a minerally character. I wonder if that's like related to the sulfur. The sulfur seems to be decreasing. It's venting a little over time, which, you know, I take that as being sort of a yeast thing that sometimes you get with imported German lagers. But the minerally quality makes me think it's something related to the water, too. Other than those things, it's fairly clean. It's not really changing much over time now. I'm going to give it a 10 for aroma. The sulfur mineral thing is a little weird. The Pils malt isn't quite as strong as it could be. I like the hops, though. So 10 on aroma. Flavor? It's got a balance of Pils malt, spicy hop flavor, bitterness. The finish is quite dry and minerally. The bitterness is maybe medium to medium high and is a little stronger than the malt in the balance, but not by much. It's got a generally clean lager fermentation character. Pils malt has a slightly crackery flavor. It might be a little stale. That mineral quality in the finish, you know, it's almost like, well, it's not as strong as this, but it's almost like, you know, a little bit of Alka-Seltzer dropped in there. You know, it gives a definite feel of minerals. You know, it's sulfates, like a gypsum, like you'd get in a Burton Ale. I don't think it helps this beer a whole lot. I'm going to give it a 16 for flavor. The mouthfeel. The body is medium, which is a little full. It's got a medium-high carbonation, which is fine. And I'm getting some astringency. I don't know if it's the hops or the minerals, the sort of the dryness of it. You know, sort of pulling at my tongue a little bit. I'm going to give it a 4 for mouthfeel. You know, just a little bit for the body and a little bit for the astringency. The astringency is not over the top. It's just, you know, I'm noticing it, which I wish I wasn't. So overall, it's not bad. It has a few issues. It seems a little harsh and astringent, maybe from the minerally water. The body's a touch big, and it could be a little old. The malt doesn't really pop. I like the level of hop bitterness and the aroma. Those are at good levels. The malt is fairly neutral. I expect a little bit more of a distinctive German Pils malt character. But the major detraction I have is that sort of harshness. The minerally character I get throughout is a little much. You know, it's what some people think a Dortmunder should be, like which isn't exactly true. But it seems like if I was giving advice to a homebrewer, I'd tell them to, you know, look at the sulfates they're using in their water supply and back off on some of them because it's coming out in the aroma and it's coming out in the flavor and it's impacting the mouthfeel. If it was a little bit smoother and yet, you know, kept that dryness, I think it would be a better beer. So I'll give it an 8 overall. There's a lot more right than there is wrong, but I just wanted to be clear about the nits I was picking. So that gives an overall score of 41. So that's a Bitburger. It's a Category 2A German Pilsner.